the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. You may, or at least some of you may know, that we finished the fifth round of Shia Catholic dialogue in Qom, and the main topic was friendship. And when I was doing some research to prepare a lecture or a talk or a presentation on this topic of friendship from the Quran, I thought that it's good to have few sessions in which we can talk in more details, because in that conference we had only half an hour for each presenter and you cannot do justice. So that was a very brief introduction to friendship in the Quran. So here I think we have, inshallah, better opportunity to go into depth of this important issue, and maybe this would also help me to, inshallah, do more, inshallah, research and also to understand better this topic. When it comes to, for example, creation of mates or spouses for us, Allah mentions this as one of the signs of His wisdom. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. This is Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30, number 221. He says this is one of the signs of Allah, something that if you reflect on, you come to the conclusion that this must be planned by a wise creator. This cannot happen by chance. It's so great, so important, that this leads to understanding of Allah, that right in His creation, it's not that Allah creates and then He faces problems and says, now we have to sort out the problem. Right from the beginning, He had this plan that He creates for us good spouses, our mates. In Surah Al-Imran, number 15, قُلْ أَنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Tell them, shall I inform you about something which is better than this? لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارِ. Those who are pious, those who observe the pleasure of their Lord, those who watch their actions and deeds in order to please their Lord, which is the meaning of taqwa, they would have gardens beneath which, under which rivers flow, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَحَّرَةٌ. They are there forever and they have purified mates. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And pleasure of Allah. They know that Allah is pleased with them. Wallahu basirun bil ibad. And Allah is seeing His servants. And also in Surah An-Nisa number 57, Allah says, لَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَحَّرَةٌ. So, one of the signs of Allah, and at the same time, one of the blessings of Allah, is that He has made maids for us with whom we can marry in this world and in the next world. We are in need of this company, with need of this union, in order to have peace of mind and heart, in order to have tranquility, in order to be able to relax and concentrate on our greater need, which is connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here. Who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says that the relation of marriage is so important that if there are some shortcomings, if there is no perfect match between husband and wife in their piety, Allah may compensate, Allah may fix the problem if it's not too big, in order to preserve this union. You know, Allah asks everyone to help people to get married and also to help people to remain in marriage. If you can help two people to get married, it's a great action. And after marriage, if you can help them to continue their marriage, if there is any tension, you reconcile between them, this is a great action. He himself does the same thing. If there is no perfect match, for example, the lady is very pious, the husband is not that pious, or vice versa, or children are not that pious like their parents, but the distance is not too big, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let them be together in heaven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Ra'd number 23, Jannatu adnin yadkhulunaha wa man salaha min abaihim wa azwajihim wa dhurriyatihim. They will enter heaven along with whoever is qualified, whoever is good, from the parents, pairs or maids, and their children. One of the prayers of angels who carry divine throne, divine arsh, is this: Rabbana wa adkhilhum jannat adnan allati wa'adtahum وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ. Oh Allah, let them enter the heaven, the gardens that you have promised them, along with their parents, their mates, and their progeny.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be friends with the pious and righteous people in this world and the hereafter. May Allah let us be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah enable us and our children generation by generation to be always at the service of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And may Allah make us able to understand what our Imam expects from us to do in this time and in this age. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
فرش التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حول الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي
Thank you.